Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Yikes. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yikes at that text. That's a great new slow hand song. It's 9.05, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day, everybody. Our 21st birthday tour here at the Alice is kicking off with a Sarah and Vinny Secret Show getaway to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Ooh, people want to go to the Secret Show, and we want to do one for you. We haven't done a live one in a long time. We'll take caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You must be over 21 to win your way in to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party on June 28th. If you win right now, you're in the running. You're one of the four people who will qualify today. Tomorrow, we'll be calling a grand prize winner from today. That person is not only going to get to go to the pool party, they'll get two nights to stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. And don't forget, on the 28th, we're doing the Secret Show pool party. It's like a nighttime fun time thing. In the morning, we're doing a live broadcast. We're going to do this show live. And that's open to whoever wants to come to it. So if you're up in that area in the Sonoma Valley, wake up, fool. Get up early. Like Vinny said yesterday, it kind of sucks when no one shows up at your stuff. You know, we want you to be there. It's really fun. And the Fairmont does a delicious meal and everything. Oh, ooh. They know how to do it up there.
Yeah, they do.
So everybody...
Are we all having dinner together that...
Oh, let's definitely do that.
Like we do that one time?
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, we've done that each time,
haven't
we?
Yeah, we do it whenever we do one of these overnight getaway things. That'll be super fun.
People are wondering, are you going to bring your roommate and kid?
I am.
Very excited.
I think we're all bringing people. It's for sure.
I'll be coming solo, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about me. I'll be okay.
You're like a bird. I assume Anita and the fetus are coming.
The fetus is coming.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the fetus is coming.
When we talked about her not working, she was like, I guess I'll just go with you on your work trips and we'll call that vacation. And I was like, that's not vacation. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's vacation for you. John's all excited about it. He's like, oh, I can't wait to go on vacation with you.
My John feels the same way, you guys.
Yeah.
Like, oh, cool.
I'm like, have a great time. I'll be working.
Yeah, at our people.
I mean, listen, it's the funnest kind of work, but I am still going to go to bed right after the Secret Show, and those guys are going to rage all night.
Right.
They won't even show up at our broadcast. That's the thing that pisses me off. It's like, I'm here working.
They roam in the next day around 9:30.
Looking all bleary-eyed. Where's the coffee?
What's good? Where's the breakfast?
The breakfast is cold. You're here too late. We can't even torture them the next morning because they're just lounging in the, 500 thread count sheets back in the room. Those rats. Let's not even bring them. Forget it. Anywho, you can win right now. 800-400-3697. Caller 97 wins and is in the running for wins tickets into the show, and then you're in the running for the two-night stay. I'm done. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to get your text.
Yes.
The one that you were commenting on is about the man spreading. 707 says, is that the one?
It's the one under it, but they're both good.
Vin, you're right, Vin. Not the briefcase guy on BART. It's the homeless guy with all his crap, and he didn't pay to ride the train all day, every day. It's a huge problem.
We should get those squirt bottles, like when your cat jumps up on the counter. We should just, like, squirt those people.
Or it's the angry dude who's maybe had too much to drink,
Ooh.
Who's also laid out. I mean, who's going to say anything to him?
Nobody.
And even if you do say something to him and he says, all right, I'll move over, you want to sit next to him after that?
Right. You just made him mad.
He's even madder than he was when you started.
Mm. Is there a first class area in BART?
There is not. Oh. No.
Yeah. It's all cattle class, baby.
What? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Maybe they should put that in. You pay extra and you be in the first class cabin.
You're such a pinky tweaker. It's beyond belief.
Oh, my God. That is
nothing wrong with it.
The worst thing he's ever said.
He's mad, you guys, because you were mean to her this morning. She's taking that on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't go dark on us, Yuki.
804 says, wow, absolutely not. I'd kill someone who did that during my wedding at all.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it seems like
took away from the bride and groom's day.
That event has nothing to do with you other than you going to support them. You don't in any way, shape, or form try and take even a...
You're there to be a witness.
Small dash of attention from them.
Let the bride be the drunk girl throwing up in the planter. That's not your job. Let her have all the glory that day.
951, is this the one you were making a comment about? Best speech ever, 45 minutes from the best man, including several stories about how the groom wasn't initially attracted to the bride. Super crunchy, and it just kept going.
Oh, good times.
Bravo.
Yeah. It is funny when things just get super crunchy at a wedding. I love that. I mean, unless it's my wedding, then,
right,
then I don't like it at all. But if I'm just sitting there and like I'm like, well, if I got to be at a wedding.
Yeah.
Keep it coming.
510 says, OMG, yes, proposing to your girlfriend at the wedding you are officiating and announcing your pregnancy and then basically using it as a pre-engagement party is wrong, Vinny. Why is this a question? Just wanted to get it out there for the people who might not know. Now you know. Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
That is not the move.
It's the opposite of the move.
408 says, what about the owner of the ghost ship warehouse? She's not being held responsible for any of it. I don't understand that. I imagine they looked at her very carefully and tried to figure out how they could charge her.
And that's what it comes down to. Like, that woman is going to get sued. Mm-hmm. There's no question that in the civil suit portion of the program, there's going to be some lawsuits levied against the person who owns it. But they're talking about, you know, who was responsible for these people dying.
When a DA looks at bringing charges, they have to also consider whether they can get the win.
Right.
Because they're using taxpayer money to put these trials on. Mm-hmm. And they have to decide, can we do this?
Right.
And get it done? So maybe that's, and I know that from watching Law and Order.
Sure.
I don't really know.
No, that was
very well said.
I
mean, I know they always have to really look closely at, can they get the win? I've been to several weddings where anyone can talk. It was great, but it was also about the bride and groom.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you're not supposed to just get up there and say your thoughts on things, you know. You're supposed to...
Life.
Right.
Just want to take advantage of this open mic.
Says, I'm surprised Human didn't take that opportunity at the open mic wedding to beg people for their money to distribute Olive or some other dumb project of his. We don't know what other projects he's got. We just know there's some there.
He's just... I think he's a little bit scorched from, you know, what's happened with Olive. Like, he's definitely got stuff going on, but he doesn't want to share it with us necessarily because he knows they'll become bits. It is for the best. I agree. If you don't want something to be a bit, don't tell us about
it. Right.
Right, Human?
I'm barely tuning in right now. Great. I just finished getting the winner. I'd like to wish my friend Zem a happy birthday. Happy birthday,
Zem. All right.
Happy birthday, Zem.
Happy birthday, Zem. I love Zem, actually. She's a funny, great girl.
Didn't she come to a party at your house?
Mm-hmm. She is great, though. I've had a few text exchanges with her, and I just find her to be clever and funny and delightful. Happy birthday to a clever, funny, delightful young lady.
415 says, marriage is stupid. That said, what that best man did was above and beyond a D move.
Mm.
Who does that? That guy.
That guy. I think sometimes people just don't think things through. Just take a minute and think about it. How will this affect the people around me?
Well, we're also, and I say this as one of the most selfish dudes on the planet, we live in a selfish world where people only think of themselves first and then others.
Looking out for number one.
Best carpool karaoke was Michelle Obama and Missy Elliott,
actually,
Sarah.
Actually, that was a great one, but I'll still argue it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I laughed so hard and I was smiling and cracking up at the whole thing. I loved that one.
Yeah, I still love those boys too. 510, Steph Curry singing Moana is the best carpool karaoke, Sarah.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. That's funny.
925 says, you guys are seriously the best. Biggest smile on my face this morning. Thanks for making my long commute something to look forward to.
Aww.
Keep being you. XOXO.
It's really all we know how to do. So thanks for listening. and truly, thank you. Thanks for every minute you give us.
408. Bryn, you just created the best Johnny V impression ever. He truly is a sound effects master.
How would Johnny V say that?
Oh, man. 707 says, Microween, that made my day. Cannot stop laughing. Bryn, thank you for making me smile.
Thanks for that. Sweet.
Hey, Vinny, you can pass all those Costco gloves on to Bryn. Sharing is caring. You want some gloves for diaper changes?
I got a ton of gloves, actually, but I use them for house stuff.
I've found that it's easier to just get it over with. Yeah. By the time you glove up, you could be done.
Right. Meanwhile, the kid's squirming around and getting it everywhere. It's all about containment.
Road rage in the Bay Area or any city is so ridiculous. Just as you were reading the story about those poor girls that were shot for the fender bender, I was flipped off for not going through a green and blocking an intersection. That happens in this city all the time. Yeah. I told you guys just the other day, some dude laid on his horn behind me, and I was like, dude! Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't go.
There's no place for me to go. I don't want to be the a-hole in the intersection when I'm looking at a red light.
And then the guy who's trying to get through is just honking and staring at me as I'm blocking his way to get make his turn or whatever. Ah, the city.
There's no winning in the city.
It's tough.
In the city.
Oh, and right now there's construction in so many places.
It'll never stop.
You go, I'm going to go left here and miss what's up ahead. And you turn left and go, oh, no!
Even worse.
Filed again!
There's just nowhere to turn. It really is that bad right now.
It's horrible.
I did that yesterday.
Right?
With Anita in the car. She goes, was that faster what you just did? I was like, no, I just went in a circle.
925. That nanny responded accordingly, but was she doing her job? No. Sorry. No one should be able to get close enough to give your kid a treat. Eyes up, guardians. Be ever vigilant. Love, mom of two. Mm. Someone else wrote in and said, that park, that nanny wasn't doing her job because she had that kid in that park. The People's Park in Berkeley is known to be bad.
I've never been to the People's Park in Berkeley. I'll have to go hang out there and get some meth. What?
What?
I don't know. I don't know. This look. Come on, don't you think? I mean, 50 years old, I've never tried it. Shouldn't I go for it? I hate
totally,
these teeth.
Totally, like, sort of not related, but related to a park. I love how the dog park by my house, they all watch their dogs. Like, no one is on their phone. No one is reading a book.
Oh,
good.
People talk to each other, and every single person watches their dog, and it just makes it feel really comfortable. You know, you're not afraid another dog's going to attack another dog.
They've
always got their eyes open.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's unusual, Yuzep. There's a dog park near my house where I'm like, does anyone own these dogs?
I love how much Yuzette is so in love with Johnny V. Makes me happy to see how much she is always down for him. Same with Sarah and her, John, says 925.
Aw. We got a lot of love.
Thank you. 202 says, ha ha ha, I'm never going to look at my hairbrush the same again.
Oh. Well, now you know it's sexy.
I was just trying to say, I think the guy shows up. Now he knows he's undermanned. He's probably looking for something to help get the job done.
I don't know if a hairbrush.
Seems uncomfortable.
Yeah, it seems.
I mean, which end are we using? I guess maybe if we're using like the you know one of those round brushes with the short bristles all the way around. That doesn't seem good.
No,
that could be a problem.
Ouch!
Ow! That's pinchy. Is that stubble?
408, this break is so much better than the trash. I'm cracking up in my office at my terrible job. Thanks for making my morning. You guys are the best.
Oh.
Stop break that. Use that cup now.
Huh?
On my morning run, I had to stop from doubling over laughing at Johnny V's small penis voice. Johnny V is the star of the show today.
Oh.
Sorry, human.
Oh my god.
Messed up, you guys. It's messed up.
You're just saying that because you're in the room with her.
I know. She's yelling at me at the break, too. I'll be the star on Thursday. Everyone tune in for The Mummy. We'll be back with The Mummy.
And Bryn, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there for that,
too. Oh, yeah, Bryn's back.
He's back this week.
That means we get the five-minute intro, everyone.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, we love the five-minute intro.
Too much, guys. I've got kids in the car who usually love you.
Oh,
too much about
what happened?
Probably all that
D word. That Vinny said.
Oh, me?
Yeah, Vinny. How could you?
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm the one. Smashing
in cars. My virgin ears.
Yeah. We're sorry. We know as a parent, you're just mad because you have to turn it off.
Right. hey, from Florida, morning peeps.
Hey.
Was listening to yesterday's podcast about the guy who died from the flesh-eating disease. Yep, it's a thing here, especially in the summer. The brackish waters, if you have any open wounds, they say stay out of the Gulf. It's a naturally occurring bacteria that has killed a few people since I've lived here.
Damn.
Usually people who are immune, compromised, but still makes you think twice about diving into the Gulf. Yeah, this guy had had just been tattooed. It was a Jesus tattoo. You'd have thought he'd been okay.
There'd be some protection there. Just
the
sort of
praying
built in.
Hands and
right.
a cross.
I mean,
was
right
the tattoo.
There.
But yeah, he had liver disease, so that was one of his problems.
So maybe he just didn't have what it took to fight it.
Right. You think Yuzette breaking his windows made him know how he is today? I don't know.
Oh, made that guy who he is today. Like,
oh, made him. Oh.
Like you ruined him.
That's why he's rolling with two chicks he won't even pay for.
He's
and
still
getting his money back.
Yeah, he's still financially recovering. Somebody wrote that. I didn't say that.
Oh, please. That sounds exactly like something you'd say.
What?
Sarah sent that to my mind. That wasn't for me.
I'm sorry about that.
I am loving you guys right now. This is hilarious.
Yeah. It's a fun show today.
Why would Yuzette have a micro for a side piece? And he's cheap. Wow, embarrassing.
He wasn't cheap back then.
Yeah, and he was there for you during some hard times in your life.
Exactly.
Yeah. You loved him as a friend also.
Mm-hmm. 720 says, as a gay man, I'm with Yuzette. If you have a small one, you better be talented in other ways.
Like with a hairbrush.
Right.
How was he other ways, Yuzette? That's from Sarah.
Jesus, quit repeating what I have to say to you in your brain.
Did he know how to quickly MacGyver a penis before every encounter?
I know what I'll use. Hold on. See, you've got a wrench, a length of wire.
Upon entering the house each time, he starts scoping the area.
Or brings his own tool belt.
Sure.
Is that my mom's vase? What are you doing?
Bring it on.
Sorry, Yuzi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she loves it.
Oh, really?
Keep it up.
Ooh, it's getting hot in here. Yeah, right.
Good morning. I'm single, and I would bring a single female friend. Flirty 40s. These single moms would love a break from our sons. They want to go to the party.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies.
So they want to go to the secret show?
Put your hand up.
We're like, going to have a bigger guest list next week. All right. I believe.
Oh.
All right.
We are giving away lots of tickets. It's good.
We just want to do the special trips first.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. So we'll see how many we have left after that.
Right.
And just blow them out. Do a secret show. Take a blow out.
You got it.
That's fun.
The Book of Life is a great movie, and my 3.5-year-old loves it. He has no questions about it. It's full of color, sword fighting, and can't get enough.
Oh.
Not to mention the lead character is a girl, and she's a beautiful badass. I don't know how this movie's missed me. The Book of Life.
It was like maybe 2 years ago. It was nominated for an Oscar, right? For Best Animated Film? Did it win?
No, not. Oh. So. When did it come out? You got it there?
2014.
Mm-hmm. What year was your kid born?
Same year.
2013, yeah. 4 and 5 says, I bet Seinfeld knew exactly who Kesha was, and that's why he didn't hug her. I wouldn't either.
It's messed up.
I can't imagine that Kesha enters Seinfeld's world. I believe he did not know who she was.
That nanny saved that kid's life.
I think so.
People Park in Berkeley is a real crapper. Drug-infested, tons of homeless and local derelicts. Not a safe place to bring a kid. Not even a little bit.
Well, she knows that now. That's for sure.
Well, it might be the park that's by their house, though. Right. I mean, that's the park you go to.
And during the day, you're hoping, you know, that there's a play structure.
You don't
expect someone to pop a crystal meth piece of candy
in
your kid's
druggies
mouth.
Want to keep their drugs.
Amen, brother.
And do them themselves.
Right.
As one I know. I used to hoard the stuff.
Right.
Not crack, but, you know, pot.
Sure. Beer.
Oh,
you had that
booze.
One jacket. I mean, it was just
booze
for you.
Was
right.
My thing. Yeah, I mean, for sure.
All right, is that it?
I think, well, we're out of time.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to say goodbye. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Can you feel that?
What am I feeling?
Oh, feel it?
Is it the Warriors?
It's the Warriors, yes. Oh. It's the Warriors. The game is getting closer.
There is a swell, man.
And closer by the minute.
I'm actually, my heart's kind of pounding for this one because this is where we were last year, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So the Warriors play tonight. They're in Cleveland. They're up 2 in the series, best of 7. And tip time's at 6 o'clock. Mm. I'm super stoked.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot wait.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Just, you know, stay focused.
Right.
Make it happen.
It's going to be fun.
We make sink baskets.
So that's part of my plan. I'm going to watch the Warriors.
Is that good advice?
Sink
that's pretty
baskets.
Good advice. Thing. Just, you know, get a lot of them in. Just try to, you know.
Oh, Sarah.
Ooh. Well.
My favorite part of today happened off air as Sarah said she's going to join a chorus.
I said I was thinking about it.
And
I was
surprised because I thought, well, but you'll just blend into the...
Yeah.
The crowd, and you were like, Vin, haven't you ever been in chorus? And I was like, oh my God.
Have you really never
been
in
chorus? We've known each other for 20 years.
But I think in fourth or third grade, like, you just joined the chorus.
Really? You
no?
think even third grade Vinny was willing to sit by and
dude, I couldn't wait to get in the chorus. You couldn't join the chorus until third grade, the real chorus, the Glee Club. You had to audition to be in the Glee Club, and I was like, oh, I'm getting in that.
Did you?
Yeah.
You were in the Glee Club.
Oh, they could not tamp down my enthusiasm for singing, Vinny. I love being in a chorus because there's nothing like it. Like you're surrounded by all these other voices. You're like part of whatever crazy harmonies happening. I love being in a chorus. I should go be in a chorus. I just don't have time for it. Like, you know,
well,
there's going to be all kinds of nighttime
rehearsals.
With
the constant redoing your house. I mean, that would be one way to open up some time.
I know. I can't wait for this project to be over. And then I can join a chorus, Vinny.
Well... It took me by surprise to hear you say that. And it took me by surprise. You were kind of capping on James Corden, and I thought, he's you. He loves to sing. He's
I didn't
figured
mean to
out
be capping on him. I'm like, look at that guy. He is going crazy. I go, this is the one time where, you know, that sort of fits. When he's yelling at you in an interview, it's a little different than just the overflowing joy that's coming out of that guy from singing.
But I was watching him on the tape and looking back at you and going, he's you.
He is unabashed with that. He is singing with abandon.
Well, anyway, great show today.
Oh, I thought so too. Really, really fun.
I hope you all have a good one, and go Warriors. And when we talk to you tomorrow, it'll be Friday.
No. That's, if only. Tomorrow will be Thursday. Have a great day, everybody.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.